On March the 6th in 1669, we sailed from Queenstown Kim, with a Fenian boys from Erin's Isle bound for America. And travelling with this gallant band, as you may plainly see, we were forced to go from Sweet Claro down Erin's lovely lee. For 3 long months we ploughed the seas from Queenstown Cove and Cork, just like an arrow through the air, we landed in New York. The Yankee boys with stars and stripes came flocking round to see that gallant band of Fenian men from Erin's lovely lee. And one of them stepped up to me and asked me, did I know the mountains of Tipperary are the glens of Arloe? Or could I tell where Crowley fell his native land to free? Or the tower that Captain Mackay sank down Erin's lovely lee? Oh, 'tis I can tell where Crowley fell, 'twas in Kilclony wound, and the tower that Captain Mackay sank, 'twas by his side I stood. He gave the word, we gave a cheer, we made the Saxon frown, and we raised the green flag o'er our heads, the harp without the crown. He also asked me, did I know where Wolfton's body lay? Or could I tell the resting place of Emmet's sacred clay? Or what of Michael Dwyer, that Wicklow mountain's pride? Are the 3 Manchester martyrs, Alan Larkin and O'Brien? And before I left old Ireland, I passed through sweet Kildare. The grass is green and Borden's town, Wolfton is lying there. And coming round by Dublin town, I pass St. Werburgh's tomb. It is there young Robert Emmet lies, a patriot so true. And now I'm tired of foreign climes, the seas I must cross o'er, and meet again with friendship's hand when I go back once more. When I'll go home to sweet Claro, the boys will welcome me, and we'll help to float a Fenian boat down Erin's lovely lee. Up, Cork!